to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. Hold on, hold your applause, you three people.
Sheesh.
They're all looking around like they're crazy. Exactly. You're listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG Sports, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. I know we have another sponsor. What's the other sponsor? Throw it out there.
Apple. iTunes.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Brought to you by Apple iTunes, where you can't get your illegal music, but you can pay 99 cents for a song.
That's $1.29.
We just lost that sponsorship.
Yep, that's right. Come at me, Steve Jobs. Oh, wait. Wow. He can't.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just in poor taste.
Corey Vince is on the show, everybody.
Wow. I'm speechless.
Are you, though?
I'm used to being the one who's mean and just vulgar and
Do you believe
wrong.
Steve Jobs was a great man?
I believe he was a man.
Okay. And that is fair. That is fair.
And so I believe that as a man, he definitely deserves better than tasteless death jokes.
I never said anything about death. I just said he can't come at me. Boom.
Because of death.
Boom. I didn't say because of death. You guys are putting words in my mouth. Fake news. Fake news.
Wow, you've learned very well from our president.
Yeah. And I think in this time and era, with all allegations being thrown around and presidents, doing whatever the hell they feel like, I think
all those presidents doing whatever they feel like.
There are. I'm not gonna name just one. You know,
so
we're
many.
A planet, so we're responsible for
you pick.
Everybody's responsible.
We are
for everything.
All one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You got to learn how to throw those diversion tactics. I saw that on. What is it, Weekend Today or
CNBC?
Something like that? No.
Fox News?
No. It's whatever with John Oliver. He was talking about the ways that I'm not going to say what president. A president, kind of deflects from the issues and everything like that.
It's Disney, everybody. It's Mickey Mouse.
Let's be honest. They're going to rule everything eventually.
Who is the president of Disney? Is it Mickey Mouse?
No, it's Michael Eisenhower or something. Like, yeah.
Eisenhower.
The most powerful man in the world right
Yes.
now. Yeah, think about it.
Little known fact, Disney owns 7 nukes.
And that's just in the California location.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
We go to nuclear war, and like Tomorrowland just starts opening up.
Exactly.
Fun fact, that rocket ship ride is actually a nuke.
Remember Epcot Center, the giant globe?
Yeah, that just opens up.
Yep. And you see just big Mickey ears eclipse the sun.
Mickey has, Disney has probably a functioning Death Star somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. David Webb's on the show, the real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
You've been off doing some photography?
Yeah, I went on an adventure today.
That's interesting. Why did you decide on the coldest of days to go out into the coldest of places and take the coldest of pictures?
Was
nature that important?
I wanted to get out, wanted to do something different. Had been up to Tahoe and years, literally years.
Didn't we go last year?
Did we go last year?
Went to
year?
Reno.
Reno, yeah, Reno. That's different.
They're
Wasn't that like
same.
2 years ago?
Yeah,
that was like a
that
fortnight.
That was a
fortnight. Jeez. That's there that both of you went for the old little house on a prairie. A fortnight.
It was a fortnight ago.
Terrible.
It was, it was cold. And on the way back, I kept wanting to stop at different vista points.
To take
pictures, yeah. And the last point that we stopped at was just as it got dark. It was cold.
What do they call it, Steven? What do we learn in a film class? That right before it's dark, the golden hour?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to catch. I was trying to catch the golden hour.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
It's super tough.
Did you talk about golden shower?
Yep.
Fake news again.
Can't confirm or deny those allegations.
Yeah, exactly.
He can confirm.
Shouts out to Putin.
He just won't.
It's a weird intro. This is a weird intro.
Of course, he's here with us, the internationally known Stephen Gutierrez.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, I was going to say, they can't see your hand gestures there.
I know, but I do that for the chat because they love it.
What have you been up to, sir? You've been traveling the world anytime?
I
Yeah, not really the world, but I have been watching The Punisher.
All weekend long?
I just finished it before I got
here. Good Lord, man.
So, yeah, I would have been done with it sooner if it wasn't for you manging kids and your damn dogs.
Whatever. Have you guys watched Punisher yet?
Not one episode.
Not one episode either, yeah.
I'm not planning on it.
Wow, you were failing.
What are you not planning
not
on?
Not even planning
then
on it.
Then you were a fool.
Why aren't you watching The Punisher?
Because I feel like I can't.
What?
Well, that's
you don't have Netflix. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what's going on?
Hulu is our sponsor now, okay. So we can't watch anything.
No,
Netflix.
I watch like I'm like three episodes deep into Luke Cage, so I don't. I didn't even finish Daredevil season two.
Oh, good Lord.
I haven't watched Defenders. Like,
well, you can skip that.
I get that. I haven't watched Daredevil season two.
And what I still suggest you watch it, but. You could take.
Is it prequel? Like, is it all
no,
the war
it,
stuff?
It
or
just
what?
Like
it's canon.
They touch on a little bit of like what happened in Daredevil, and like what happened in that whole thing in that season two, and then it goes into like an expansion.
Okay.
Of the story.
So should I watch Daredevil season two?
Yes, you should, so you can get the gist of why he's doing what he's doing.
Okay.
That's they don't go backstory in his own thing.
They do, but it's like in Daredevil season two, you get more of it. You know what I mean? You get the gist.
Okay.
And then in season two, or in Punisher, they kind of elaborate on everything, go more in depth. And then they mention characters that, you know, were in the season two of Daredevil.
Interesting.
I watched something.
Oh, do tell.
I watched something that came out. Rotten Tomatoes decided to hold their reviews on it. And for good reasons.
I feel like this is a bait.
It's no bait. It's no clickbait.
Are you being jebaited? Did you go see Justice League?
I watched the Justice League.
No, you?
Wait.
Did you spend money?
No. What? Who am I?
Did someone pay for you?
Yes. Somebody paid for me. Okay. Hold on. Before I get into this.
Oh, I'm curious.
Yeah, because I won't spoil for the people that are here week in and week out, and they are sitting patiently waiting for this Sir Aaron Carter's review of the JLA. The chat room. Say hello, chat, everybody.
Hey, what's poppin', chat? We popping off, bro. Yeah, some new people. Pod champ.
Well, maybe not new people. I'd never pay attention to you guys. Sorry, guys. You're so important to me, though. We got one Axis Zero.
Hey,
and of course, Special Cases is in the building.
Special Kage.
Which you had no idea.
Had a Twitter. Did not know this. Did not notice until he interacted with me on said Twitter.
The reason why you didn't know he had a Twitter is because you're never on Twitter.
Well, see, I was on this past couple of days.
Because I've known he's had a Twitter for days.
Shooting hot fire. And it's my review of Twitter right there. Years and years of Twitter being around.
Yeah. Was it 240 characters now you can write?
Yeah.
240.
Yeah.
Or is it
280?
Just
240. 240.
100
even. Boom.
Oh, wait. Maybe it's 280. Maybe they doubled it.
It's 280. They doubled 280. It.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Give but people I can't, 5 words.
I can't post my Instagram pictures to be seen on there. It's just a link. Don't like it. Yep. Try it out. Exactly.
This is the worst segment that we've ever done.
Yeah.
It's
like an old
Aaron
man
things.
Old man reviewing
it's
social
terrible.
Media stuff.
That community with Leonard when he reviews like frozen pizza.
That is the greatest.
The greatest,
thing.
Yes, exactly.
Let's potato chips.
This is a cheap version of that.
It's delicious. Yes. Definite buy.
Definite buy. I love those. God rest his soul.
He's not dead. He's
Yeah, maybe. You're not sure, though, are you?
Let's get to this Justice League.
Justice League,
here we
everybody.
Go.
I will not spoil.
Jake Points messaged me saying I must go see
this
movie.
There's red flag number one.
Yeah, there's huge red flag number one. If NASCAR tells you to go see this movie, then you know you should not see this movie.
I don't quite get the reference.
It's definitely Jake is NASCAR. That's literally what he is.
Okay, he's just the track and
watching
cars.
NASCAR and drinking beer.
Yep, that's exactly what. Anyway, JLA.
Is it at least, quote unquote, a step in the right direction?
See, no.
No?
No. I saw that.
You take Aaron's word, though?
No, this is truth. This is truth. Everything I say is truth. Step in the right direction? I saw that online. I saw somebody put that in
a
review
of people
online. This is at least better than the other one.
Better than the last.
Like,
that's your biggest point?
Right?
But it's better than the last one?
I walked
away
from that
bar.
Film thinking that. Like... Okay,
so
it is better
than Batman.
It is
Superman.
Better than Batman v Superman, okay. Because that. But that's like, it's tough saying that because it's like, okay, it has less plot holes than Batman v Superman. That's
basically what it is. No illogical fighting.
No.
Okay.
That's literally. I think they what they did was, and probably hardcore fans are gonna hate this analogy, but what they literally did was just play T-ball with this. They just set up an easy plot so anybody can sit down, and then oh look at that, oh cool that happened. So get bad guy A to attack group of villains or to
group
of heroes, and then let it go. So there's no real thought-provoking plot or anything like that, which is, it's not terrible. You don't need that. There's no plot twists. No, like, oh, it was that guy the whole time? No, nothing like that. Sorry, Ezra Miller. Don't like you as the Flash. Do not like you as the Flash.
Okay.
And that was a lot of people online's little, oh, Ezra Miller did a good job as the Flash. He was funny and stop it.
Here's what I don't understand. This is not a spoiler.
Yeah, I'm trying not to.
So his Flash costume uniform
that he built on his own.
It looks like there's like wires holding it together.
Well, he's.
It looks like it's being held together by a silly string.
This is not a spoiler. He's broke.
Okay.
In the movie, he's not a CSI agent,
right?
Or whatever. Like in the comic books or in the TV show.
Right.
The proper one. He's just kind of...
the proper version.
He's kind of just going from job to job, getting by while he visits Pop in
it's
prison.
It's a gig economy, Aaron. Okay, anyway, so that's... Is that what it is? Like, it's being held together by a wire?
Yeah. Wire and...
It's a bungee?
So, right. By bungee cords. I mean, it's being held together by bungee. So
it's homemade.
So the villain can literally just go swipe with a claw and like, it just falls off.
It's homemade. I'm pretty sure you just stick your arm through his chest.
Okay,
is it cardboard?
No, it's made out of like space. They said it in the trailer. He's made out of stuff that space shuttles use upon entry so they don't burn up. Hold on, Drew and the TARDIS. Justice League was really good. Not amazing, but really good. How do you ban people? For saying insanities.
How come? Why didn't Batman make him like a proper
not,
armor?
This isn't because he's not Tony Stark. This isn't Spider-Man and Tony Stark type of thing. No. He literally goes and talks to him. He joins because you see in the trailer.
Yeah. He's
like I got no friends. And then he kind of plays for you gamers out there support the whole time. That's what he does. He just plays the support role.
So he's squishy.
He's like, hey, Batman, you need water?
Yeah, exactly. I got water.
I'll go get you water.
So Aquaman, you okay?
Do you need water?
You need some conditioner for that hair?
Get it.
Second question, go.
Does Aquaman have more lines than an action figure?
He does. Okay.
Are they like, woo?
My man!
Maybe like one of those like Samoan haka dances in the middle of fighting.
He does have
fishes come out.
He has a lot more lines.
Piranhas.
You do get to see a deeper. But without spoiling, one of his things is definitely a plot hole.
Okay.
One of his things is definitely a plot hole. But you get to get a little bit more of Aquaman, and he would probably, if you didn't have the other four, you could have made this an Aquaman movie. It's not full of him like that, but I'm saying somebody could have wrote this to where it was just him versus the big bad, and it would have been fine.
Probably better.
Probably actually better.
Less convoluted.
Yeah. Batman pisses me off. Pisses me off. He's like suicidal.
No, he's not.
I promise you. And if anybody in chat disagrees,
sad Bat.
I'll start into spoilers and we'll prove you freaking twice where I was like, why in the world is this a thing?
Hello,
child. Did you?
I'll do one small spoiler, but that everybody should have just known Superman, of course, is back.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I couldn't see that coming.
I'll give the company kudos, though. All the trailers you guys seen is maybe about the first 30 minutes of the film. Or maybe the first 45 minutes of the film. So you don't get to see...
So they start fighting in the first 30?
Yeah. So they get right... Like I said, it's a T-ball thing. They give you to you real quick.
Flying demons right
off
the
bat.
Yeah,
that's why... And that's why I think Drew and the TARDIS thinks this is a good movie. Because it's so... Hey, here's a little ball. go play.
They took a template.
Yeah.
They said spot A, spot B, spot C. Done. Let's do it.
Yeah. And they kept it that way. There's cool little cameos from the DC universe in there. This is not a spoiler, but Green Lantern cameo. So they exist in this universe.
Nice. Okay. Is it Ryan Reynolds?
No. I'll just tell this one because they do a like flashback.
Idris Elba?
And no, it's an alien. They just have just a random alien with a lantern ring. No suit. You asked me that, Stephen. Yeah. No suit.
I wanted to know if
it's just kind of a guy that has an alien that has the ring, and then he kind of gets taken out quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Was it Sinestro?
No, not Sinestro.
So it's like, they exist, but they're not a part of it yet.
No.
They're alluding to it, so they can go that route.
So, you know, like in the DC universe, there's a lantern for each sector.
Right.
This was probably the sector for this lantern, and he was trying to protect the sector. Failed, but he was trying to protect
it. And that's when Ryan Reynolds becomes it.
His ring did fly off.
This is.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, the ring, he died.
Prequel. Yeah. This is the prequel Lantern movie.
They could technically. Well, no, they can't technically do that, but. His ring comes off and zooms past the main baddie, and I was like, oh, okay, very good, guys.
Well done.
Superwoman making an appearance? No, Superwoman didn't make an appearance, sorry. Wonder Woman.
How did she do?
Forgettable.
Really? She didn't carry the
Their
movie?
Strongest wow. cinematic character they have right now.
I don't think she and she's flies forgettable. In the movies, does she? Now that I'm thinking back, I think she just jumps really high all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's make her fly, DC, in the movies.
She has the jet for.
Yeah, well, she doesn't in this. No jet.
Maybe you don't know.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's invisible.
Yeah.
Did you see her just sitting there in the air?
It was probably
like
30% of the movie. You just didn't see it.
Yeah, sorry.
It was in every scene.
See, what are you talking about? We spent our whole budget on this thing.
Did you not see the rock bounce? Did you not see the rubble?
Bounce off it. Who else? Is that all five of them? Oh, no, Cyborg. That's right. Why am I forgetting Cyborg? Because he's forgettable. That's right. The black cripple.
That's so catty.
That's forgettable.
Talk about T-Ball.
He could have been much
T-ball
more, though.
T-Ball insult right there.
He was another plot device that...
Isn't he like a fourth black?
Yeah, he's like a quarter
Everything
black.
Everything else is robot?
He's a quarter black. Also, you know what they try to do? I think I don't know too much about Cyborg's character. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like they try to make him Jaime Reyes, the Blue Beetle.
Oh God, why?
Because you know how in
I like
in
Blue
the
Beetle.
Cartoon,
don't get me wrong.
How
but just keep it.
Jaime and the Beetle are always kind of at odds. They're trying to work out how to get together. So sometimes the Blue Beetle will just go into defensive mode on his own and start making weapons. Right?
Yeah.
They kind of went that route a little with Cyborg, and I was like, I don't ever remember Cyborg not having full control of his robotics, like his mechanics or whatever. Like, I don't know about that.
That's a weird route to go.
That mother box is so strong.
Who said that?
What?
Nobody. Okay. Oh, it's just Steven. Steven said
it's strong.
You not seen?
Yeah. The mother boxes are in there. They do something. They do.
Yeah, well, that's how he got his powers, right?
Yeah, but
that's not a spoiler.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were
that's cyborg
referring
stuff.
To something that happened in the movie.
No,
yeah, okay.
Would they open a portal, push him out, push the bad guy through? We did it, guys! Yeah. Yay! High fives!
If I had to give it a rating, because I saw Rotten Tomatoes, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 36%.
Oh, it's up! It's up right now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. They went full blown.
No, they moved and went to 39.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I would have kept it at 36. Yeah.
Do you read the reviews?
Top critics are 24%. All critics are 39%.
Mm.
Yikes. Average rating 5.3 out of 10.
What did Thor Ragnarok get? Instead of
Let's
curiosity.
It's like 94 or something. 92%.
Oh, God damn.
So, yeah, there's your compare and contrast, especially since they came out so close to each other.
Yeah, you got to compare the two.
Now, I really want to see somebody's argument about, they're going in the right direction. Like, what direction do you think they're going with? Batman is 82 years old in this movie. He is literally, in this movie, his age shows.
You said he wants to, like, he's suicidal?
Like, he's just, yeah, like, he's...
They gotta play that song. Did they play that song over a montage of him just being sad?
The Hello Darkness, My Old Friend?
No, the I Don't Wanna Die Today.
No.
I don't wanna be alive.
No. There were after credit scenes.
Oh, well.
Of course. They did two of them. They did two after credit scenes, which I, to my huge surprise, and those were better than the movie.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Man.
Jesse Eisenberg returns.
These, No.
Yeah, he does, people. No, he doesn't. Yes.
The best part of the franchise. God.
Yes, he does.
Is he the same?
He does. No, he tones it down. He's only in for like 3 seconds.
Yikes.
He tones it down.
These reviews.
They're scandalous, aren't they?
A C-grade B movie wherein all involved fully satisfy their contractual obligations.
There you go.
It's NPR.
Okay.
There's a lot of big words in that one. Even the strength of Superman couldn't turn this ship all the way around.
Even the strength of Superman couldn't turn this ship around.
A pointless flail of expensive yet somehow cheap-looking CGI that
Damn.
No amount of tacked-on quips or even Godot's luminescent star power can rescue.
He said, and that's right, it's pronounced Godot. Because...
Galdo, whatever, however you want to say it.
Yeah, no.
It's a soft T.
I'm less harsh than that.
Holy crap.
But it's... I'm sorry, people. Special Case says Henry Cavill... has an amazing... Oh, okay, all right. I should have proofread that before.
Yeah.
Going through there.
Yeah. Every time we see Special Cases, I should just proofread it before you read it out loud.
And then I thought he was going to say he was amazing in the movie. There's another plot hole there.
He came back because of the sun, but they buried him.
No, they kind of...
No.
They,
did Eisenberg get a hold of his corpse and make a... Doomsday Superman?
No, they should have. That would have been more entertaining.
A Bizarro?
That would have been even more entertaining. Let's go that route, you know, DC. But I tell DC this whole time. I'm like, you guys have an out. You have a huge out because you have the story Flashpoint. So you can literally be like, we make the Flashpoint movie, erase everything, and start fresh. And you're good.
Days of Future Past.
Exactly. You guys have an out at any time you want. So as much as any of them suck, you know, whatever. It did try to go lighter, though. I'll give it that. They lightened it up. Superman was a lot lighter.
He was an emo Superman?
He died. No, he wasn't emo.
He lost weight. He died.
Did he come back saying Martha?
No. The Flash was... I saw what they were trying to go with his funny character and stuff like that.
He was a token comedy character.
Yeah.
Like, trying to be.
Yeah. It was like he had the leader, the funny guy. They literally troped the crap out of this thing just to
so you had
to get it edible.
Batman, that's, the leader.
Yeah.
You had funny guy Flash. Aquaman jock.
Yeah.
So
was Superman as well.
Yeah.
You have
token black guy.
Tech cyborg. Support.
There you go. Tech support. Yeah.
Tech support.
That's perfect.
Tech support.
He was tech support. Yes. He was basically tech support.
And then
you just had a woman just to throw her in there. Boom. That's exactly what they did. They were like, we got everything nailed. Boom. Print. So, if I ever give it out of 10, I will give it a solid 4.
That's higher than I thought you were going to give it.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't Batman v Superman. But this was, you know.
Did it get 4 because of the action? Was that, like, a fighting at least interesting?
Yeah. I liked what's his name? Aquaman. I like his fighting. They didn't make him just like a... I thought literally they were going to just be like, oh, well, he gets slapped around or whatever. But you saw the trailers, everybody. He kind of was the...
Surfing on freaking...
He was Khal Drogo.
Yeah, he was Khal Drogo.
He was 100% Khal Drogo.
Drew in the TARDIS and Jat says Flash is getting Flashpoint. He believes in 2020.
Okay. So then that's...
Like two more years.
That's all they got to do. There's another thing. Giant plot hole again. Where's Suicide Squad in this movie? Crap. Why is it popping off?
Why would... Waller calling Suicide Squad when you got the A-team.
Crap's popping off still, nonetheless. They could have been doing some stuff.
Could they have?
Yeah, well, from the plot, yeah.
You're going to call in the B-team when the A-team has it?
First of all, they are the B-team. The Justice League that they had
Damn.
Are the B-team.
Okay, right.
Cyborg
no,
is literally
no,
a
no,
Teen
no.
Titan.
I understand that, but all intents and purposes,
Aquaman.
For the movie universe, in this case,
okay.
They are the Justice League. Justice League is the A-team.
Okay.
You can call in the B-squad, when the A team
has it. Without spoilers, because I can crush that argument with spoilers. Yes.
After the show.
Call them in.
After the show.
After the show, I will tell you.
Because I don't care about spoilers. Cause yeah, I don't care either. Not going to see it.
Why did you go see this and not Thor?
I want to go see Thor 2. But, you know.
It's actually Thor 3.
Is it Thor 3?
Yeah.
I thought he meant Thor as well.
Thor 1 is forgettable, Thor though.
As well.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Thor yeah, 1. But she had to pick the movie, huh?
Ooh. Wow. Aaron's got a girlfriend.
Wow. Shots fired.
Let's do some Banging Around the Web.
Banging Around the Web!
EA, another terrible company. Oh,
God, this is just like a bad... Why am I on the show? It's like a bad news show.
No, EA did something good this time. EA did something good this time. They temporarily removed all microtransactions from Battlefront Dota.
Oh, yeah. Until a month in.
Yeah, keyword.
And then they're
temporarily.
Back.
Okay, but see, this is at least, like the fans of DC movies, a step in the right direction. All right. Let's bring it back around, okay?
The direction's just a circle.
So as we reported, what was it, last episode of the VGB, we talked about how they were just screwing people left and right. The whole episode's named EA's Fondling in Your Pockets. Well, decided...
trended well with our followers.
Very good. They decided to take off all microtransactions and even apologize. They literally said, they screwed up. We screwed up, guys. This is our fault. How many developers do you know do that, first of all?
The ones that want your money.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do? The most downvoted Reddit post, like, in human history. And there's a lot of shit posts on Reddit.
But you can stick... Okay, Call of Duty came out with that trailer. The most thumbs down trailer for the longest.
That's right,
and what did
they
come out and say? We love our passionate fans.
We love our passionate
fans.
You guys
are so passionate about our product.
They love it so much.
So I did a poll on our Twitter for Battlefront 2.
Wait, a brain bang?
No.
Nope. Oh. A pleasant poll.
Pleasant poll. We need a theme song for the pleasant polls.
Pleasant poll. You vote on Twitter,
and then you pleasant poll.
There you go. Damn. Boom.
So I sent this out yesterday. Battlefront 2 dropped, and EA removed all microtransactions. So are you going to buy it? 155 votes.
Ooh, not wow, bad. Look at that.
Coming in last was 9% other, and they responded with various different things. Coming in third is Hell Yeah. It's Star Wars. That's 17%.
Really, though? Is a franchise... Are there that diehard fans?
Oh, yeah. Yes, there are. Dude.
Come on.
Yes, there are.
You sheeple.
It's Star
You're
Wars.
You're all sheeple.
It's Star Wars. What do you expect?
So, wait a minute. Corey, your biggest franchise that you love is...
Rick and Morty.
No.
He's like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So, if Keeping Up with the Kardashians screws you over in cash like that, and then decides to...
Well, no, it wasn't them, though. It wasn't Star Wars. It was a company that Star Wars contracted to make video games. And I'm sure...
But, okay, so you're saying that the company or the franchise you love hired them or whatever.
Yeah.
That's still the same thing as them doing it. They knew who they were going to sleep with.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah,
This is Disney, man.
Well, Disney is dirty anyway. You know they are.
Yeah. Coming in second, 25%.
Don't nuke us, Eisner.
I know.
Don't nuke us.
25% people said maybe, but... Not day one.
That's reasonable.
That's how you are supposed to do all video games.
49% said, hell no, it's EA.
49%? Sheesh. Yeah, it's EA. See, that knowledge right there is what the fans knew and is what Disney should have known as well. But Disney saw, hey, they know how to make money, so we're going to get with them.
I think EA just needs to stay the fuck out of space from now on. That's two things. That's true. That's two space things that they've just ruined.
That is true.
In 1 year.
That is.
Stay on the football fields.
And the soccer fields.
Soccer fields.
Because actually, I will have to say kudos to them.
Actually, and that's it. Stay out of basketball, too. Because you guys fucked that up, too.
What did they do in basketball?
Nothing.
Oh, well.
They ruined that. Now 2K rules basketball.
Yeah, because they had NBA Live.
That's right. Live.
They botched that
they
hard.
They fucked up basketball. They ruined Star Wars. They ruined Mass Effect.
Okay.
Didn't they ruin UFC? Didn't they do UFC too?
UFC in space? Space punches.
Just fighting in with the stars.
Actually, some of the fucking faulty graphics made it look like you were fighting.
Yeah, you were
space.
Like flinging all over the place, yeah. right? Yeah, okay, yeah. So EA, stay out of space.
Just stay out of space.
But, of course, the internet had to respond in whole with stay woke, everybody, because of it's temporary, like you said.
Yeah.
So that means you're just probably going to get in there and then play for a little while, and then they'll bring them back with the right strategy, according to EA.
One theory that I heard is they're going to bring it back, but it's going to be like Overwatch, where only cosmetics are going to have microtransactions.
That's how it should go.
And that's how it should go.
If I'm paying $50, $60 for your game flat out, then I'll work for the cosmetics. Wow, okay. Yeah. Just make a standard fun game in the beginning, and boom, we'll go from there.
They're going to be like, okay, you can get this regular Jedi, but for $10, you can get this regular Jedi that looks like Luke Skywalker.
That looks like... It's just skins, yeah.
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 Get the regular Jedi.
God damn.
I saw a lot of memes devil. Online, too, where they were calling out them for that BS that they were doing. It was some funny stuff.
Yeah.
That one that you saw where it shows Anakin and Obi-Wan on the middle. Yeah. He said, "You can't win, Anakin. I've purchased the higher ground." Like, that is savagery, everybody.
Damn.
Because I'm kind of mad I didn't come up with that.
God damn. Genius people online, man.
Yeah, that was good.
In other news, we have actually we have some movies that are coming out that shocked the crap out of me. Did you guys see the trailer for the Deadpool 2 teaser?
I didn't care for it.
You didn't care for the trailer or the...
The teaser.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The okay. Bob Ross?
The Bob
the Bob Ross. Yeah, were you spanking it?
I didn't care for it.
Were you spanking it on the...
And I mean, it was funny, but I was like, no, I want... Yeah, because I wanted to see more, like, actual movie
you're
clips.
Not gonna get that
and I know that
yeah you're not
that's why I was this. Disappointed it was a good trailer but I was just disappointed.
Typical fucking Deadpool though. Like, I don't know, instead of like creating its own new comedy trope, it just plays off this Bob Ross pandemonium coming out. Like,
what Bob Ross? Like, there's easy. A new Bob Ross pandemonium coming out.
Yeah, dude, ever since Twitch started streaming it 24 hours a day, there's Bob Ross fucking Chia Pets, there's Bob Ross everything out right now.
Chia Pets.
Yeah, just felt like it was easy.
You put the seeds. No,
I know what a chia
pet
is. I'm just thinking I gotta buy one of those now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just easy. Just I don't know.
It's the fads, man.
You gotta get the easy stuff.
I said fad.
Justice League.
You just want to be clear on that.
Yes,
you were on the bubble, but
right. Next thing you know, because internationally known Stephen Gutierrez yeah. throwing slurs around the show. The views and opinions of Stephen Gutierrez do not reflect Video Game Bag as a whole.
That's true.
But I saw another trailer for Dwayne the Rock Johnson in Fast and the Furious 7 Monkey Edition.
No, that's not what it was.
That's not.
It was Rampage.
That. Irritated me.
Oh, yes.
So the video game Rampage came out at around, I don't know, like 1980 something.
Yeah. Early,
I don't
early like 1900s?
That. Early literally 1900s. Was just kind of give a smash and grab type of game. You played either as the monkey, the lizard, or the wolf as you fought against each other in the arcades. And I think even it came out on consoles as well.
Do you remember the characters' names?
No, they had names?
Yeah, they did.
Well, I got to Google this.
Monkey, lizard,
Twinkie.
No.
It's Twinkie. Yeah, no, if they named the Pac-Man ghosts, you know they named the fucking creatures. It was George was the gorilla, Izzy was the lizard, and I can't remember the wolf.
Do they? Okay, so now, because I only watched the Twayla twice.
Okay.
Did they actually name the monkey in the movie?
The monkey's thing? Name is George.
Okay, so for those that don't know, this is basically, we're going to label this because this is a video game movie. And yeah, historically, yeah. Video game movies are the worst.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah.
So, literally, it's The Rock, and he found a white gorilla and raises him. Then, plot device falls from the sky, and the gorilla inhales, you know, whatever mist comes out from the, you know, the plot device.
Terrigen mist.
Yeah, and becomes an inhuman.
Yeah.
And he starts growing and growing, of course.
That's his power.
And he goes on a rampage. Around the, yeah, now you get it. Because somebody's going to say it in the movie. He's on a rampage!
And then look at the camera.
He's on a rampage.
Get it?
The only thing that can make that better is that if it was Quentin Rampage Jackson.
He's on a rampage.
He said, "I dropped my quarters."
I was really in the fight. Yeah, but then I think the military or somebody tells The Rock, he's like, you didn't know about the wolf? And then they show the wolf jump out of the forest, and he's gigantic, too.
Oh, Fenrir?
Yeah, and then they're, like, fighting in the city, and then The Rock's like, all we need now is, like, a giant, and then here comes a giant lizard, and it's like, Godzilla. Oh, a lizard. Okay, there we go. So, I don't know. Nobody's...
I saw a screen grab from the movie.
1986, game came out, sorry.
They paired it with a screen grab from Jumanji, which The Rock is also in. And he's literally wearing the same exact...
Oh,
thing.
He is the like khaki suit stuff.
Yeah, in both.
I didn't even think
like,
about
back
that.
To back.
I'm sure it was like, "All right, guys, I gotta take a break from a Jumanji Rampage. I'm with you next."
Walks in the next room. Just
other side of the
more,
jungle.
Throws a little more dust on him. All right, Rampage time, guys.
Rampage
now. Yeah.
Did you guys play the game? Oh wait, crap! Wrong movie. Line.
It's like, where's my Porsche? It's not Fast and Furious. I'm not racing monkeys in this one.
There's no tanks.
Like, no. Wait, this isn't Ballers? What's happening?
Terrible. The Rock is in everything, actually, now that I think about it. He's making money. He's working out there.
He's definitely making money.
He's going to rule the world.
He's going to be the president of Disney.
There's actually, I had a freaking list, but I lost it now. It was other upcoming video game movies that were coming out that just should not be movies.
Well, I mean, Rampage doesn't make sense. It's like making Tetris the movie. Didn't they try and do that already? Or
no?
Are you thinking Pixels?
No. Yeah, you're thinking Pixels. No, well, Pixels is based off of a whatchamacallit, a little short.
Yeah, the YouTube short or whatever.
Which is crazy that actually...
That whoever created that and sold it made a lot of money because that movie didn't.
But, like, Rampage was... All you do is you choose a monster, you side-scroll, and you try and beat up the army and destroy as many buildings as possible.
And you ate the humans. Yeah. So I don't understand where they got that from.
Yeah, they're trying to like make the, you know, it seemed like the monkey was best friends with the Rock
That's literally them just trying to hire a new writer or something like that. I mean, like, go ahead and make us something out of this.
Yeah. So when he grows, there's going to be the scene where, you know, the Rock climbs a building or something like that, and he looks at him in the eye and
falls to his death.
The monkey
said it was really a beast that killed the beast.
He remembers, you know, him taking care of him when he was little, and then he fights the wolf and the crocodile or something.
Like, and then he saves them. They all die, yeah. And then at the end, The Rock says, "Were we really the monsters?"
Jumanji.
Cuts right into Jumanji. That's terrible. Other movies that are video games that are upcoming that have been in rumors but still seem to be in the works. Asteroids.
Oh, God.
Don't know what they're going to do with that one. Off the video game Asteroids.
It's going to have The Rock in it.
It's going to be like that Battleship movie they did.
See, that was another bad one.
Yeah.
That was a terrible movie.
Just put Rihanna in it.
Yeah, it'll sell. She's thick enough right now. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Centipede.
What's up with the old games?
I don't know.
Because there's no real story to them.
But
you can do whatever you want.
Hold on, they got some new ones.
I think Centipede's tagline is going to be, no, not that one.
The Division. Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Actually,
that could be
I'm intrigued
a decent,
by that one.
Decent film. Because Tom Clancy.
Siriana director Stefan Gagan or whatever signed on to.
But
to
wait a minute.
With that one.
Of all the Ubisoft properties, which one in theory would make the best movie?
Well, they've already done Assassin's Creed.
Okay, bingo. Assassin's Creed. Did they do a great job with that one?
No, but they've already got a two underway apparently to this.
Yeah, and now they're going to fuck up The Division. Because if you can't do Assassin's Creed right, which basically was a movie video game.
Yes.
All you had to do was take what was in the fucking game and make it a movie.
Yeah.
Take the cutscenes, make them real, done.
Yeah. I don't see how they're going to do The Division. If they do The Division, I want them to do like hit points whenever people get shot. So you're just seeing numbers fly off of people.
I'm controversial. Hot take here, but I really like the Doom movie. I think Doom was probably one of the best movies.
Definitely a controversial hot take because that was another Rock horrendous. Rock has got two video game movies. Three, if we count Jumanji? No? Yeah.
That's not a video game.
Not a video game.
Well, hang on.
They made a video game out of it.
Yeah. In this version, it is a video game.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't like Doom? I thought it was good.
No, I didn't like Doom. I remember watching that on DVD, and the first.
That's why.
I should have went to the theater. Oh, okay.
That's where I saw it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I didn't dislike Doom. I thought it was all right. I didn't play the game, so I mean that's probably why I liked it.
So what was the other movie The Rock did for video games?
This one he's doing now, Rampage.
Oh, so that's two.
Yeah, that's like, two. Doom. Yeah. Okay. He's trying to monopolize on that one.
And then Asteroids. He'll be in the next
one. He'll be in Asteroids. A couple of notable ones on there. Fruit Ninja.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Yes,
they are.
Starring Jack Black.
From the people that made Angry Birds.
He's the only one.
He's the only one that's got the moves.
Yeah. You can already see it. It already writes itself. Yeah. One of those stupid Jack Black karate moves.
I don't know if he's tied on there, but you got the Angry Birds creators doing that one. The people that made the Angry Birds movie.
Angry Birds movie wasn't that bad.
Fruit Ninja may not be that bad either. You guys are counting it off. Him and Jack Black might be able to pull something off.
I think what saved that was Jason Sudeikis. That's why.
Sudeikis?
Yeah, he was funny.
I don't know if this one is right. The last one on here is Mass Effect. Yeah.
God damn it. There's so much potential in that.
They're going to ruin it.
I got some on another list.
Oh, okay.
We got Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh,
yeah, God. Let's not do that.
2018.
You know what? Actually, I did hear no, because they're doing a live action one of that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. That's bad.
No.
With The Rock as Sonic. That's terrible. He's just going to do somersaults the whole time.
If John Leguizamo isn't Tails.
You know what? He jests, but that makes so much sense. Of John Leguizamo as Tails.
It does.
He's very Luigi. He can't be Tails.
Special Cases says Doom was awful.
Of course.
Special Cases ripped you apart. Corey is canceled. Doom was ducking awful. Doom was shit. And you should be embarrassed for liking it. He's embarrassed for you.
Jeez.
Hey.
Doom had a simple, vague storyline. Cool, iconic monster, etc., etc. Featured 1% of these things. That's.
It had the big fucking gun in it, though, and that was cool. And then went first-person mode.
That first-person mode was probably the highlight of the whole thing.
No, yeah,
and it was the last, 2 seconds of the film, if anything.
It was.
Five Nights at Freddy's, movie.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on here, too.
2018.
I'm not going to lie. I think I do want to see Sean William Scott as Tails.
Sean William Scott?
Yeah. Yeah. That one makes sense.
Minecraft.
See, what I think they do is they just grab the big, big titles and people will watch this. I don't care what we write about it.
Sly Cooper.
Is that even relevant anymore? When's the last Sly Cooper?
Is Rampage?
I play Rampage every Thursday.
Because they had a Ratchet and Clank
at our local arcade. Spend plenty of quarters.
Dragon's Lair.
I don't even know what that is.
The old timey. They played it in Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Uncharted.
Nobody ever beat that game. And Uncharted is a movie.
They've been talking about that for the longest.
Yeah. And Tetris.
Yeah. Corey said that. Yeah, Tetris.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with Tetris, though. It's probably going to be an alien invasion.
I hope it's live action.
It is. It's an alien invasion
of Sorry, blocks. Jack Black is the square.
He would be the square.
It's a Tetris.
Buildings falling.
Mr. Howard, we're talking about video game movies that are upcoming, sir. That's what we were talking about. I don't know. I don't think they should be riding that train. That just makes me feel like Hollywood is out of ideas.
Hey, video games are hot. Let's do video games.
Hey, an Overwatch movie though. Let's do that.
It has to be made by Blizzard. All CG.
Yep. Blizzard.
Yeah. No, it has to be
partners up with Pixar.
Oh, now you're pushing it.
Boom.
Yeah. I'd accept that.
Yep. You got a friend.
But
again. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Nobody wants that guy singing the soundtrack.
Winston sings it.
What's his name?
Paul Newman?
Paul Newman, yeah.
Yeah, you show some respect.
Paul Newman singing Paul Newman. Winston's parts. Nobody wants that. Because it's going to be that, especially for his montage. With the scientists and everything like that? Yeah, no.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't want the peanut butter. He's all senile by now.
That's horrible.
Writing lyrics with dementia.
That's messed up. Paul Newman, rest in peace, everybody. I don't know if he's alive or not, actually. I've got to Google that real quick.
Special Cases is still on one about you liking Doom.
Paul Newman died, everybody.
No.
Did he really?
2008.
Damn. Oh,
rest in peace, dude. Well, I guess that one's out.
Yep. No Pixar. All right. Moving right along, everybody.
Yeah, on that note.
I've compiled a list. We haven't done lists in years.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Literally years.
These are
10 things I hate about you.
10 things I hate about you. 20 games that deserve remakes.
Okay.
That never seem to get ones. Or no, not, they got them. They got sequels at least. But, we got games now out that are getting reboots. You got Skyrim that just came out with a freaking, you know, Wii reboot, LA Noir as well. And I was like, what games are out there that we have not seen that we should be seeing, like, right now?
Wait, remakes or ports?
No, like remakes.
HD remakes?
I will say, what do you call the ones where they remake them, but like Lara Croft's?
Reboot?
Is it a reboot?
It's a reboot.
Oh, reboot. Yeah. So it's like because a brand new original storyline.
Because remake would be like Crash Bandicoot.
So no, not a remake.
How they redid it.
Skyrim and LA Noir are both ports. So those would not be remakes.
So you get your ports, your reboots.
And your remakes.
Your remakes.
Yeah, no, this is reboots.
This is reboots.
The Canadian CG show that came out. Also getting a movie, by the way.
Really? Reboot?
A live-action reboot movie. Yeah.
You know what? It's been enough time. I'll allow that.
Shit, we didn't talk about Tomb Raider. That's a movie game.
That's probably the upper echelon of them, though.
I'm going to be honest. The new one actually looks interesting. The new movie. I'll be honest.
Yeah, no. That's probably why I would say that's probably the better one out of any of them.
Before we get to the list, Dying Hope in chat says, you giving us the news about Newman dying is as bad as making a girl drive in a separate car to San Francisco to meet up with you.
First of all.
Damn.
First of all.
Oh, my God. I'm crying for you.
First of all.
You have aloe, Corey?
That is not. That was not.
Because after that, he's going to be jerking it. He's not going to need it for the burn.
That was not the case. Thank you very much. Who the hell said that?
A dying hope.
Yeah. Your time in the chat is a dying hope right now.
Damn.
About to get banned out this mofo.
That was good.
Anyway, back to the freaking list.
How are we going to do it? You just going to read through or do we have to guess them?
No. Let's go with guessing. You guys haven't guessed in a long time. Extra points for the top 10.
Okay.
Of course.
What do we get if we win the most points?
The person that gets the most points wins a $20 gift card to Nowhere.
Mm. That's my favorite store.
That.
Yeah, because I've got a blank gift card in my car. They have
nothing that I want.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I want to go first.
All right.
Damn it.
I wanted to go first.
Conquer?
Bad for a day.
It's already been done.
Incorrect. Yeah, it has already been done.
Wait, what?
Can I?
It has been done.
Do I have to say my name? How does this work?
No, we'll just go around robin. We'll go around robin. Right. So since you already... Yeah, hold on. Conquer's already been done. How did you not know that?
Wait, when?
Live and Reloaded.
Yeah, Live and Reloaded.
They did it on the Xbox.
It was a remake.
No, but that's so long ago.
Jeez, how many times do you want to remake the damn game?
Wait, is that a sequel?
Wait, a sequel?
No, it wasn't a sequel.
That was a reboot. No, they... It was a reload.
Just call it a reload, because we're called Live and Reloaded.
I'm so confused on what we're supposed to...
I don't know what we're guessing.
They're supposed to bring back, today.
Franchises that they're going to reboot. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, right. These are franchises that died.
So then, by that, his guess was qualified.
But they did that already.
They rebooted it already?
Yes.
So it sounds like a sequel.
So it's not on that
list. It wasn't a sequel. No, it wasn't a sequel, because it came out on the 64.
Yeah.
Then it came out on the Xbox. But it was like a...
A port?
No, not really a port, because they redid the whole game.
Yeah. So it was like an HD remake. Yeah, HD remake.
Read the name of this list, Aaron. What is it?
20 video games that deserve remakes.
That deserve remakes. Okay. I got you. So I think what this is saying is that the game needs to be remade.
Yes.
Again. Exactly as it was.
Yes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
And that's already gone. So
yeah. So that makes sense why Conquer was. I thought this is games that should be like brought back with
Here's the thing, though. You got to think. You probably should think deep on these games because these are some.
Is this a terrible list?
I promise you, all these games are good.
Okay, then can I go?
I've only not played maybe
before I lose it.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
It's in the chamber. Chrono Trigger.
No. Didn't make the list.
That's a shitty list.
Didn't list.
That is a shitty list.
Did not make the list, sir. Did not make the list.
It's bullshit.
Web, you're up.
I had one.
I don't think you did.
Perfect Dark.
They did that already, too.
Yeah, that already happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was playing the host.
Yeah. Well, I didn't freaking compile it from just nowhere.
I figured you did. Because so far, I'm super confused.
Dying Hope agrees. Chrono Trigger should have been on there.
Chrono Trigger, everybody wants. That's one of those games that people keep yelling at. It's not going to happen, people.
Should have happened.
Jeez.
Should have happened.
Who made this list? Where'd this list come from?
About to show you right now.
What culture?
What culture has a lot of good lists? But they didn't make this one.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of stumped now thinking of what games should get an HD remake. I mean, I guess...
Den of Geeks.
Oh, that's who made the list?
Yeah, Den of Geeks.
And they didn't have a name like that.
What about anything from the GTA series?
No, nothing from the GTA series. Chat, you can go ahead and chime along, too, if you got something in there.
Because I would love to play Vice City with, like...
Mr. Howard says Streets of Rage.
He's 100% right that needs a remake, but they did not put that on this list at all. Sorry.
Dying Hope says Super Chameleon Kid.
You're just trolling now, because nobody wants a remake of Super Chameleon Kid.
Dig Dug.
No.
DJ X
Excite Bike
719.
Incorrect. No, it's SOCOM. SOCOM died. It killed itself. They don't need a remake of that. And they already got it in the form of Ghost Recon.
And, no, never mind. I'm thinking something else.
He's thinking Division. Man, this is rough, dude.
All right, so then let's play it this way. All right. I'll give you clues for at least one of the first ones. Not the higher tier, but a lower one.
All right.
This game made its first debut on the Game Boy Advance with unique technology.
Advance Wars?
Incorrect. Mm. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what the heck that was. The topic, WWE fan 247408.
It's how much none of us know about video games.
Is 20 video games that deserve remakes. Not just need remakes, deserve remakes. This GBA game may have been, I'm not sure because I have to do more research, the only game that Hideo Kojima produced on the Game Boy Advance. Ooh, that's the biggest clue there, first of all. Hideo Kojima, you know what he's good for. What did he do? Metal Gear. Exactly.
Yeah. Then
what did he do on the GBA, though?
Was
huh?
there Metal Gear what game on the do? GBA?
Nope. Metal Gear Advance.
Nope. He didn't do Metal Gear on the GBA.
Is metal in the name?
No.
Because the only other thing he did was Zone of the Enders, which I...
Beautiful game. That deserves that to be on there, but it's that not. That deserves... I think, actually, it might be coming out with another one. That's what I heard, too.
But yeah. What else did he do?
I'm surprised the chat hasn't got it from that gigantic clue.
They're saying Clay Fighters, Time Crisis, Buktai.
There you go. Buktai, oh, the shit, Sun in Your right. Hands. That's correct.
Oh, man.
At
oh,
number 12.
I didn't even know he made
Dying
that.
Hope says nobody played that game.
What do you mean nobody played that game?
Enough people played it to want a sequel? Yeah.
It had two versions. It was like Pokemon Red and Blue type of thing.
Yeah.
I think it was like Sun and Moon, maybe. But it was a game where your gun depended on, you were hunting vampires and you needed light to, you know, shoot the vampires. Mm-hmm. But you would actually have to hold your GBA up to the sun so the sensors could refill your, whatchamacallit.
Oh, the infrared.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably. That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
It was cool, yeah. Deserves a remake.
Wow, that's actually really interesting.
I
didn't even know that was a thing.
What would they put on the Switch?
Switch! You're going outside? You're putting your Switch in the sky? You're looking like an idiot?
Damaging your screen all the same?
Yeah, there you go.
Sunburns all over the place?
You get more power if you look directly into the sun.
Mr. Howard says, ugh, I've checked out this list already. LOL.
You didn't like Buktai? I played that game one time and I was like, this is actually pretty good. Because it did feel like a Metal Gear Solid game.
I played it one time and I was like, this is pretty good.
I might have to
never play it again.
Check that out.
Never
emulate it or something.
Yeah, I would definitely do that if I were you guys. It had like a
little... Take my computer outside, emulate it.
It had a little...
I need bullets.
You hold your laptop up to the sun.
It had a I don't know, it had a pretty good... like engine or whatever.
What number was that?
That was number 20. Number 19, okay. I'll give you another hint on this one. Number 19, we'll just go down this one. Had the famous actor in its series, Jean Reno.
What? Jean Reno?
The Professional. Professional.
You know the actor.
I know the actor.
I need to look at his face.
So yeah.
The French guy? You didn't know? No. The French? Jean Reno?
No. Is it Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible?
Jean Valjean?
No, it's not Jean Valjean.
He was in something?
Jean Reno?
Yeah, Janet Reno was in this game.
No, is that how you spell?
Oh, shoot. Are you talking about Onimusha?
Onimusha. Steven with the win on that one.
I remember that was one.
That guy.
Somebody put the Pink Panther? Yeah, he wasn't the Pink Panther, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Onimusha.
DJ said Duck Hunt.
Yes.
Needs to be revived.
Yeah, Duck Hunt. Okay, there we go. This game was a puzzle game that I think made its biggest fame on the Sega Dreamcast. It was kind of a cat and mouse chase.
Mousetrap.
No. I gave you the biggest hint right there, basically. That's why the chat's probably going to get
Tom and Jerry.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Tom and Jerry for the Dreamcat. No, it's definitely not Tom and Jerry.
That was actually my second guess.
Mr. Howard said, Steven stole my answer.
Choo-choo rocket.
There you go, Mr. Howard. Choo-choo
rocket. I'm giving you credit.
Choo-choo rocket was one of those underground games that people didn't really, you know.
I thought you were talking about Seaman.
Gross.
Puzzle game. Figure out what to do. Oh, he remembered your birthday. I don't know if you play that game with that fucking fish.
Nope.
It's creepy.
Well, due to time, we're going to go to the top 10.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go right here. There's a lot of them that you guys already missed, but to run over real quick, Gargoyle's Quest, Vampire the Masquerade, Parasite Eve made the list.
Oh, damn it.
A game that I might be streaming soon, Hunter the Reckoning.
That is.
I never got to beat that game, so I want to go back and do it. Blast Corps.
Boulder's Gate. Is that on there?
It wasn't on there. And Bushido Blade. Top 10. Here we go.
Bushido Blade definitely needs one.
Let me give a quick clue for this one, because I don't think you guys will get this one. This one, actually, the fighting system in this game is akin to...
A Dying Hope says Tenchu. And the only Tenchu game I played was Tenchu Z.
Hold on.
That shit was fun.
Hold on. I think that is incorrect. this game has a fighting system that's kind of akin to, what's that Grand Theft Auto clone, that the True Crime one?
Oh, that's freaking dogs. Sleeping Dogs?
Sleeping Dogs, yes. Had kind of a, this was kind of Sleeping Dogs before Sleeping Dogs. Not the gameplay, but the fighting style.
It'd be True Crime, right?
Wasn't True Crime, no.
Shinmu.
Incorrect.
No, what? Oh, are they coming out with a third one?
Incorrect.
That's
The main character in the art style seemed to be Native American-ish.
Native American-ish, huh?
Yeah. The main protagonist's name was Rao Utu. He was a great warrior.
Wasn't the game Outlaw?
Is it Tech? There...
No.
The Spirit of Juju?
No. No.
Rao Utu. Turok.
No.
No, that was incorrect. A shooter, though. A combat system.
Hmm. No, it wasn't a hentai DJ X719. Jeez. So, you know where our chat's minds is at.
Dying Hope said 13.
No, but that game should not have been on the list. Sorry. It wasn't that good.
I don't know.
I'm New Zealand. Sorry. It's not freaking Native American. This is New Zealand.
I get them confused all the time.
Yeah, New Zealand natives.
Is Siphon Filter on that list?
Nope, Siphon Filter's not on that list.
You really Saints, wanna... Is it Saints Row?
Incorrect.
Oh, wait, you said it's like Grand Theft Auto, right?
No. I said Sleeping Dog fighting style. Sleeping Dogs had that where you can fight all different directions, right?
Yeah.
This kind of made it possible for that thing. I think this may have been, I'm not going to lie, this may have been the first one to kind of give you that option, the way you fight like that.
Fighting Force?
No, because Fighting Force was still just kind of no. This game was on the PlayStation 2. Came out in 2002. The Bouncer? No, not the Bouncer. We need more concrete hint. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, instead of saying the character is New Zealandish.
Yeah, because, it was a popular game. It had, like, high scores all around. Like, everybody gave it a good scoring, but I don't think it just really... You know, whatever. It says gameplay. The game makes use of the DualShock 2 analog sticks. Left movement, right locking to surround an enemy. Yeah, see? It was the first one. I feel like it was the first one to actually have that fighting system in there. Various Polynesian cultures and arts were throughout the game. The sequel was Rise of Kasai.
Kasai's Quest?
No. They'll get it in chat now that I've said that. Because I just Google it. Was it open world? I don't think it was. I think it was level by level. I don't think it was open world. I wish it was open world. Maybe the next one will be.
Oh, this sounds so familiar, too.
Go on, chat. I already gave you the answer.
It's like a TY something. No.
No idea.
Mark of Kree, everybody.
No, I never played it.
Mark of Kree?
Yes.
I have heard of that. I never played it, though.
All right. Let's go up to the top three. This game was actually a movie game that was actually pretty good, tell you the truth. Kurt Russell starred in the original movie about a group of people in the snowy wilderness fighting...
an alien, the Thing?
There you go, The Thing. Boom. Needs a remake. The game was actually pretty good. Came out on, like, the Xbox, I believe, and the PS2. Action-adventure, single-player shooting type of game. It's pretty good. This game was a game that came out on the Xbox and, I believe, the PC. Fans really clamored for this airplane shooting game.
Ace Combat?
Nope, not Ace Combat.
Was it like with older jets?
Yep.
Oh, the older planes?
Yeah. Blazing Angels?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I think that's where I was going.
Close.
When he said old timey jets.
The Blue Angels or something?
No,
or?
No. You had the name of the other ones, but.
Blazing?
This is a different one. Think about the color red.
Red Baron?
Red Tails?
Horrible people.
I never owned an Xbox.
Crimson
Skies.
There you go, Crimson Skies. Oh,
there we go. That was a good game.
And then the number one you guys have never played. I have never played. It's an RPG that actually left off on a cliffhanger. Got high reviews all the way around on the original PlayStation, and the main character's name was a Japanese RPG, by the way.
Final Fantasy.
Incorrect. Why would okay? Why would they even?
That's the only JRPG I know.
It was actually a Square game though. Square Soft. This was before Square Enix. I've seen this on like every list that I've been around.
Legend of.
Nope, not Legend of Dragoon, because Mr. Howard just said Legend of Dragoon, not Dark Cloud. Sorry, not Dark Cloud either. Even though all good games.
Tales game? Tales of,
no, what was crazy about this game was that it was literally only one, and it leaves off on a cliffhanger. And people were like, okay, so then when's the next one's coming out?
It never came out. Never came.
Only came out in ports for like the Vita. It was on the PlayStation Store. They never did anything with it. Square probably still owns the rights to this game.
WWE fans says Legend of Legaia.
No, not Legend of Legaia. Sorry. It says the game takes place in the fictional kingdom of Valendia in the ruined city of
Band
of
Hearts? No.
No. In the ruined city of Rayamond. The story centers on Ashley Riot, an elite agent known as Risk Breaker, who must travel to Le Monde to investigate the link between a cult leader and the senior Valendinian parliament member, Duke Bardorbra.
Mr. Howard says one? Vagrant Story?
Yes, Vagrant Story.
That's what I was freaking thinking of.
Vagrant Story.
Dr. Dark says Chrome Trigger.
I said Vandal Hearts. That's what I was thinking, Vagrant Story, though. Damn it.
Well, that was it, everybody. There's a lot more on the list, of course, that we didn't even go into depth about. But, I mean, hey, what games do you want to see? You know where you should tell us? On all our social medias. That's Facebook. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. That's Snapchat. We got Snapchat, right?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Don't tell us on Snapchat. But on all those ones, all you have to do is Google search VGB Studios. That's right. You'll get all that stuff there.
Sounds about right.
All
right.
And then also go ahead and hit up the iTunes, give us a thumbs up, a comment there as well, because we're there every Thursday, apparently, and we read that type of stuff, right?
Yep. All of it.
All of the things we read.
So everything you heard is true.
We have the Sack Gamers Expo coming up December
10th.
10th-ish?
10th.
December 18th?
Yeah, around...
It's December 10th.
10th-ish?
Okay.
All right.
It's literally...
We're going to be there. Ivy's going to be there. Black Nerd Comedy's going to be there. His sidekick... what's her name?
Robin.
There you go. She's going to be there. Actually, I don't know if she's going to be there. I don't think she's going to be there. Let's not say she's going to be there.
But who's going to carry the bags?
Damn!
Oh, boom.
The views, Stephen, do not reflect Black Nerd Comedy.
I don't care.
So much cringe.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you for listening, everybody, for the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, the internationally known Stephen Gutierrez.
Ew.
I am Sir Aaron...
Sir Aaron coughs a lot.
Vagrant Story.